When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. We are again at Developer Advocate Stories. And as always with me, Amit Bender. How are you, Amit?
Good. How are you, Ariel?
Very good. Very good. Trying to hang on in this time. Today, we are lucky to have Waldock. I will not go to the last name because I will misspell it. So please, if you can, Waldock, introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure. Hey, everybody. My name is Waldock Astykas. I am cloud developer advocate at Microsoft.
Right. So, I mean,
Waldock, can you tell us a little bit about your job and what you're doing in your day to day?
Sure. So, I am a part of a team that is that works on ensuring that developers on Microsoft Cloud have a great experience. And our team works on a variety of things. Like our primary way of engaging devs is through content. And that is like pretty broad, right? So you can see us presenting at events, writing docs, writing blog posts, engaging with devs about things that we do great, that we can pass back to product teams, but also things like areas that in which we can improve, basically to give them a great experience building things on Microsoft Cloud.
Okay, great. And a little bit about your background, Waldock. What did you did before? How do you reach this DevRel job?
Sure. So I've been involved with the Microsoft Cloud since late 2006 when I got internship, and I worked on a CMS. And before that, I worked on PHP. So like that was so I didn't have a Microsoft background initially, but yeah. Then I got I got internship. And I worked on a CMS, but the company had also worked with SharePoint, which is like very widely known CMS collaboration software. And basically at that stage, I got a choice. So do you want to keep working on CMS or do you want to do things in SharePoint, the Microsoft side? I was like, yeah, you know, it's like, so I know this part already and that thing seems intriguing. So let me do that. Yeah. So, and that was by the end of 2006. And basically from there, it was just like, I very much stood in that area. And actually at some point, there was back in the days where there weren't that many docs, right? So if you think about 2006, seven, the way we worked then, if you wanted to learn how things work, you would buy a book, thick book. You would read the book end to end, and then you would know how things work. And then the things you would learn, like they were good for 3 years because there was new version coming out every 3 years, right? So that was very much how we learned then, but there wasn't really that much available. So while you could learn some things from the book, like there were many things that you still like have to figure out by yourself. And basically at that stage, I realized like, hey, so like I have a thing for figuring things out, but I don't want like nothing to gain for me if I keep that for myself. So I wanted to share that with others. So like back then, I would start a blog and I would basically like whatever I would find something like, hey, if you want to make this thing to work, you need to do this and this and that. And I would share it, and that would grow like a lot over the years. And basically that would like, even back then, I didn't know about it. I was already rolling into this DevRel spirit [S2] Yeah. [S1] Of like sharing my findings and helping others. At some point, I got awarded by Microsoft the MVP award, which they give to folks who basically share their experiences in tech areas. And it can be, again, pretty broad. So you can be active on forums. You can write a book. You can run product group. You can do open source, right? So there's a whole variety of things that qualify for the MVP award. I was more on the code blogging side and also presenting at events. So I got that award for 12 years in a row.
Oh,
And then I had to give it up because last October I joined Microsoft, right? So you cannot be an MVP if you work at Microsoft. So that is only for externals. But now, yeah, go on.
You cannot walk in the morning and say MVP, MVP no more.
Well, I used to be an MVP, right? So I can say, well, I used to be an MVP, but I am no longer an MVP. But there's also this interesting thing that what I used to do as a side thing, as hobby, basically because the way I tick, now I can do it as my job.
Yeah.
Right? Because up until now, like, it was never my job to be dev, right? Because, like, I was consultant, I was dev, I worked on projects, products. But now it's my primary job, like, to do the things that I used to do for 12 years, yeah? So like, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. Can you tell us one story that you have from your job as DevRel, which is interesting, something you can tell us?
Also, I am on a job very shortly, right? So as I said, I started only in October. So it's still like, I'm still in the phase where I try to find very much my way around things because Microsoft is a big place, yeah. Right? Especially the Microsoft Cloud, like there are many teams doing many different things. So it takes a while to get to know everybody, which team is doing what, where can we help and so forth and so on. So like my story is like, I don't have anything cool to say from that space other than then, like I'm surprised because like, so I would start this job in this time where we work remotely. So I haven't met my team in person yet. And I don't think that I will anytime soon because like realities of life, like we don't travel now, right? Yeah. So this whole adjustment, like how can we get to know each other virtually and how can we also do our job? Because in the past, DevRel was very much about, let's go to this event, that event, let's talk to folks in person.
Yeah.
And now that element is gone, right? So like thinking about all the different things, like how can we engage with developers whom we will probably not see in person for another while, basically to build up the relationships, the contacts, how to get feedback and so forth and so on. So like, I'm curious to get more stories from that side, but I don't have one yet just.
Yeah. So keep us in mind.
Absolutely. I absolutely will.
But I want to summarize. I got really a good point that you said that, you know, before even 4 years, I started the programming before 20 years and I know I had any, you know, anything, the internet wasn't really at the beginning. So
yeah.
To find information was really hard. But like you said, even before 3 or 4 years, you went to a book and to buy a book and learn new things. And now it cannot be. You know, it's really every month or 2 months, change really, the change are going on. So this is, I think, a very good point about what happened and what really also helped to build this job, the DevRel or developer advocate. And you know, we are open to do things with Microsoft, AWS, whatever they want to do things with us. So really thank you, Waldeck, for your time. It was interesting.
Absolutely.
And good luck in this time to build your job as as you can, as much as you can.
Okay. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And until the next one.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.